Hey, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. On the show today, Don Roberts with the Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota and Minnesota. Got a lot to talk about with Don. Man, I know this guy. I've known him for quite a few years here. But our show, by the way, brought to you by Alternative Health and Grand Forks, your go-to trusted medical providers that offer therapeutic benefits of cannabis and are qualified to prescribe medical marijuana. Now, Dr. Charlotte Ewalls, she's a licensed medical professional in both North Dakota and Minnesota. You do not need a referral, and she will assist patients with a natural and holistic approach for pain management and increased quality of life. And they are now offering medical marijuana assessments for North Dakota and Minnesota residents. Now, this is in conjunction with alternative therapy referrals. So if you'd like to find out more information about Alternative Health, go to alternativehealthgf.com. You can email info at alternativehealthgf.com or call 701-317-1747. But make sure you call for that appointment. No walk-ins are allowed. They're in the Happy Harry's Complex on Gateway Drive in Grand Forks. Very easy place to find. Tell you what, for a better life, it's Alternative Health right here in Grand Forks. Any questions or comments for Don Roberts? You know, we've got a lot to talk about here, but feel free to call or text. Our number is 701-213-0863. And before we get too much further into the show, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, jokes from a neighbor. You know, as you get older, you've got to stay positive. For example, the other day I fell down the stairs, all right? Instead of getting upset, I just thought, wow, that's the fastest I've moved in years. No, Paul didn't like that one. Don Roberts, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. What'd you think of that joke?
Second rated. At best.
I knew I shouldn't have asked you. You know, Don, I've got to know you throughout the years with the Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota and Minnesota because you guys usually set up right in the tunnel at River City Speedway. You're usually selling raffle tickets, and we're going to get to that. But we've known each other for a couple of years here now.
I think it's been about four at least since I've started this honor raising money for the Honor Flight. I went on the flight in about 4.5 years ago, and they picked me for some reason. And when I came back, there was no money being raised in Grand Forks area. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was my privilege of knowing people. I can talk all the time. So I started raising money, and so far we've got some great and wonderful people in this area. So
now you were lucky enough or fortunate enough to go on one of these honor flights. Now, what you served in the military?
I was in the Marine Corps for 20 years.
20 years?
Yes.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
And I went in 1953, got retired in 73. I was in Grand Forks, and I came back here to live because this is the best place.
So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went all over the world, most places, and got married 64 years ago to an East Grand Forks girl.
Wow.
And she's kept me almost in line most of my life.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Well, you lucked out, didn't you?
I sure did.
And again, thank you, sir, for serving our country. What was the funnest place you probably were stationed?
Most places except for a few days. Vietnam, mm-hmm. I had two tours in Vietnam, one time in Korea, and they weren't the best parts. But I was a drill instructor for about 7 years. That was a good job, but it just depends what you think good and bad is.
So. Mm-hmm. You being a drill instructor, were you a hard ass?
Because
aren't most Marine drill instructors pretty tough dudes?
Well, we have to go through the same training every 3 months as that recruit does. And our job is to take a kid that's 17 years old and make sure he stays alive.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to combat and you don't understand what orders are, you're going to die.
Wow. Wow. Couldn't imagine. That's a long time to be in the military.
Well, it had good parts and it got bad parts.
So. Sure, sure. What would you say to kids now if they're thinking about out of high school? I mean, graduation's coming up. I know a lot of kids that are going into the military. But what do you tell kids now? If they're thinking about going into the military after school,
I would say one thing. Go. You'll learn so much. your understanding of life is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Being that kid of 17 years old, and in 3-4 months, we can make you a man.
Yeah. Yeah, they make you a man pretty quick, don't they?
Yes, about 6 to 8, 10 weeks. And when you come out of there, you understand what life is.
Right, right. Wow. That's incredible. Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota and Minnesota. Now, if people do not know what a Veterans Honor Flight is, Don, would you fill us in a little bit about this? You were involved. You got to go on one of the flights. But let people know what this is all about.
Well, it starts out, we flew out of Fargo. We had an excellent bunch of people meeting us and greeting us and sending us forth. We landed in Washington, D.C. about 3 hours later. There was at least 75 to 150 people welcome us there. The first day we went to the, I'll just give you some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We are, the honor flight takes you to all the memorials that veterans are supposed to see. World War II, I'm trying to even think of what all the good, Alexander, the changing of the guard at the Arlington Cemetery. The Korean War veterans, Vietnam Wall, some of the things that, almost any monument you want to see, your guided tour on buses, the food is all taken care of. You live in one of the better hotels when you stay in Arlington, Virginia. They take care of every need you got. You get jackets, shirts, and it's all free.
Wow. You're going Arlington National Cemetery, Changing of the Guard Cemetery at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. You go to Iwo Jima, Pentagon, and the FDR Memorials. Then you also get to visit the White House before traveling to the hotel for a banquet. Day two, breakfast, police escort to the National Archives of Korean, Vietnam, Lincoln, World War II, disabled American veterans, and Navy Memorials. And then you get to go to the Air and Space Museum. And if you're lucky, a welcome home at the airport, and they return. Now, when you think about all of this stuff, Don, and you guys raised the money for this, but I think I was looking at it, it costs like $1,100 per veteran to go on these trips.
That was before this couple of years of laying around, you know, not going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go up. But well, I'm going to have enough money so that we can send some veterans on this flight.
Sure.
And we're going to fly out of Fargo on the 30th of April for a two-dayer this year.
Okay.
And I know that they're going to be, if you're on the plane and you need a nurse or a doctor, we've got them with us. We take 50 wheelchairs with us.
Wow.
So, and we got people to push you. Because remember, we got Korean veterans,
mm-hmm.
and I was there, and I'm 86 years old, and wow. I was one of the youngest ones on the plane that we went on. So they're all in our 90, 95 years old. And we've had a 99-year-old nurse and a veteran go on these flights, and we take care of everything they need.
You're really 86.
Well,
that's come on, you're pulling my leg, man.
Well, I'll be 87 in a couple more months.
But wow.
86 is close enough.
Yeah. You know, to raise all of this money, you guys have got a bunch of raffles and things going on, and we're going to get to that in a little bit, though. But now, how many veterans are going to leave on this flight from Fargo?
Approximately 90 to 100.
Wow.
Every flight. When we had it set up before this virus came in,
mm-hmm.
we had three flights going, one out of Grand Forks, two out of Fargo. And if I got my way, we're going to have another one out of Grand Forks in August.
Nice.
And that's 300 vets to mm-hmm. go. But we've still, in the east side, they still got World War II veterans.
Yeah.
I think there were 16 of them as the last count. So we need to get these veterans there. And if you're in Vietnam, you're in the 80s. Oh, we need to get these people there before. And who knows how many we lost during this last year and a half. So,
wow, you guys have got your work cut out for you, because if you're going to throw 90 veterans and bring them along on this trip, you're talking close to $100,000 for a cost here.
$150,000 time we put the people that need the nurses, the people that push you, the people that load the planes and do all the hard work while we sit there. And one thing I want to impress on people, your dads and your mothers that were in the veterans, when you got people, I'm trying to tell you, it's a different world when we get to talk to each other.
Oh, I bet.
Because of me talking to some younger person, I'm not going to tell you everything or how I feel. But it's quite a deal. And I want every veteran to go on this plane.
You know, I'm glad, Don, that you were on the honor flight. Tell us what that meant to you when you got to take that trip.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I've put a lot of hours since I've been here, and I have wanted to do more because we got to get these guys to to Washington, D.C. We got to honor them because this is an honor.
Mm-hmm.
And to have everything paid for, your jackets, your shirts, your everything, and to welcome them home the way we were welcomed home, and I want to just one thing. If we get this flight out of Grand Forks, when they get off that highway, there'll be motorcycles driving you in with flags on them. We'll have golf carts to take you in. I'll have the Boy Scouts to open your door. Let's make this a person that went on this flight to remember it the rest of their life.
Now, you talked about how you were welcomed home. Things change over the decades. I myself have seen how some of our military are welcomed home, and I don't like it. I'm the kind of guy, for example, I was coming out of Sam's Club the other day, and I see two airmen loading up a pickup with supplies. I stop and I thank them. If I see somebody dressed in their military clothing here in the mall, I stop and I thank them. I will get up and I'll walk out and I'll chase them down and say thank you. But what was it like back in your time?
Well, I came back from Vietnam the first time. My son had a heart murmur, and so they flew me back. I landed in L.A., and it took me 4 days to get from L.A. to New York City. They bumped me on the airplanes. I had to go put on civilian clothes. I couldn't wear my uniform. The long-haired hippies, well, I will not go into any deeper, but I will never let anybody downgrade the military like we were, because nobody can spit on me and get away with it now.
You know, you don't have to downgrade them, Don, because I will for you. You mean the guys that were too chicken to fight for our country?
Well, I'm not going to get into politics because there's no place for politics in the military. We do what we're told, but to burn your draft card and stamp on my flag, it's hell to pay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. One of the ways that the Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota and Minnesota raises money is raffle tickets, and they do a bunch of raffles every year. And we are going to talk with Don Roberts about some of these raffles and where they're going to be setting up here in the next couple of weeks. But, man, I tell you what, you are going to be excited when you see what some of these prizes are. But right now I want to talk about CNH Insurance, who begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and service. This concept remains to be their priority today. Now, they strive to give everyone who walks through their doors the best special attention and the best customer service possible. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they're licensed in Minnesota and North Dakota. You could throw in Arizona there for all you snowbirds. You know what? For all your insurance needs, we insure through CNH. Maybe you should think about it, too. Just get a hold of Justin, Jody, or Tammy. That phone number is 218-773-0287, or you can stop by 1427 Central Avenue Northwest in East Grand Forks. CNH Insurance, you know, if you're looking for somebody different, get a hold of them. They're in East Grand Forks. Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota and Minnesota in the studio today with Don Roberts, an old friend of mine, at least for the last couple of years. Now, Don, I always see you at River City Speedway. You guys have always got a bunch of raffle tickets that you're selling to raise money for these honor flights. And also, You guys are lucky. You know, you get to set up at the car shows and at the racetracks and things like that. But, you know, we just had Prime Steel. Now we've got the Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. And that is coming up next weekend after, Saturday, May 7th and Sunday, May 8th. Tell us about this show, and we'll get into the raffles, too.
Okay, number one, veterans are free. Kids, it's $5 donation at the door, and bring your. It's a family show.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is we got bands. We're giving away on Saturday 15 trikes or bikes, whatever, for the kids. All you have to do is put your name in. We draw it. You get a free little trike.
Wow!
In different categories. On Sunday, the same thing. We'll have about 35 vendors. On Saturday, we got free carnations for a donation. Sunday, free roses. That's Mother's Day. So come, enjoy it. And another thing is the VFW will have a present for the Honor Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And show us, last year they had boots and rifles with the helmet on. And I'll tell you, it really made me have tears in my eyes.
I bet. Another thing about this bike and car show, you're going to have over $80,000 worth of prizes on this raffle.
I got involved with these gentlemen and ladies about 3 or 8 years ago. They've donated to the Honor Flight $85,000.
Wow.
So how can you not promote these ladies and gentlemen? Spirit of America. And live music, the mission, kids are free. Veterans are free, $80,000. We got 14 guns. We got a Razor with heavy-duty trailer, a 16-foot trailer, a golf cart, electric, two electric bikes, a pellet grill, two mini bikes, and I'll tell you, oh, and the guns are beautiful.
Yeah, and you talk about two electric bikes down a 2022 Harley-Davidson electric motorcycle.
This is a rare item that we've got to hold.
Yeah, and these aren't just your little $100 door prizes you're talking about here either. And you guys are talking about $20,000 in cash, too.
Yes.
I mean, there's, what, 10 $500 giveaways, 10 $1,000 giveaways, and two $2,500 giveaways? Holy smokes!
So we got to get out and sell some tickets, I'll tell you that. And I want to know this thing. I'm on the board with these gentlemen and ladies for the motorcycle group. And every penny that comes in goes out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't keep any money. It's all in one thing it is. Every year we try to have a good show. This is the second year. And we got at least 80 to 90 motorcycles.
Wow.
Going to be there. And at least 90 to 100 cars. Some from Winnipeg, some from South Dakota. Rydell's going to have some toy cars in, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and spend the day, show these young people what it is for these old cars and these old bikes, and they can learn something.
That's awesome. By the way, if you want to see what this raffle ticket looks like, got it right there. It's got a list of the grand prizes in front. It's got a list of the guns, the golf cart, the enclosed trailer, the electric bikes, the pellet grill, the mini bikes. They're all on the back of this. And again, if you find Don Roberts, he'll be able to tell you where you can get these tickets. They'll be around, especially at this Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. Now, also, I see something, Don. They're going to be doing a police memorial park, law enforcement memorial. Something we have probably needed around here for a while. Kudos to anybody in the military who has served being a law enforcement official. But you guys also going to help try to raise some money for that, too?
Last year, we donated $30,000 from the motorcycle group. This year, whatever they need, we're going to end up with the money for them. The Memorial Park, if you go by 24th and that roundabout and look over there, the wall we got, the airplanes we were going to get, we're going to have everything to make it honor the veterans. And the Priest Memorial, that's going to be out, if I'm not mistaken, it's south of town, and there's a park out there, and the name doesn't ring the bell, and Bob Ross is in charge of it. And I just talked to him, and they were supposed to start work on it last Monday. Well, you know what happened to last Monday. So we are going to get this built because we got to honor these police officers, and we need to honor them. That's all I got to say.
So. You know, and also with the Veterans Memorial Park, I mean, years in the making before that thing finally came to fruition. But, you know, you go to a lot of these small towns here in the upper Midwest, and a lot of them have a Memorial Veterans Park. You know, what took us so long?
I don't know, but I know that a lot of the people are involved with the motorcycle group that got this started. There's a lot of other people, but I don't know how many thousands of dollars been donated. But we need to make it better than any other area for the people. The park needs to improve every day,
sure,
every year.
You know, you watch movies on TV, Don, about biker gangs and groups and all of this kind of stuff. Odds are now if you see a group of 20, 30, 40, 100 motorcycles, they're usually raising money. They're usually doing something for a cause, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I'll tell you, I've never had a motorcycle. Being in the service for 20 years, you hear all these stories. And when I got to meet all the ladies and gentlemen, and I'll call these our ladies and gentlemen, they're great. And they work for the whole community.
Sure. Absolutely. These tickets we're talking about with, the 2022 North Star Edition XP 1000 Polaris Ranger and the trailer and all the guns, those tickets are going for $50. You've also got another raffle here, and we'll show this. It's the pink ticket, and that's $10. You could win a $450 Ground Round gift card, a $350 Boardwalk gift card, or a $250 gift card to All Seasons Garden Center. I tell you what, the Garden Center one, right about now, this is when people are going, wow, that would be so nice to have. But when it comes time to raising money for all of these great causes like you guys do, the more raffles you can get, the better it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you, when I went to talk to these people on the honor flight thing, more than glad to give it to you. Didn't you have to beg or anything like that? The money's there when you want it. And this is all goes back to Grand Forks in the communities.
You know, when they raise this money, now we talked about what it costs. You know, the numbers I've got, we're talking $1,100, probably some more. But now you also get these people that are taking the honor flight. They will get an honor flight jacket, a hat, T-shirt. We'll take the large group photo. That's at the World War II Memorial. You get a DV case with 1,000 to 1,200 photos. This is also your airfare, hotel, meals, bus seats, miscellaneous. The money adds up awfully darn quick, doesn't it?
Another thing is, at the hotel, the night I was there, the waiters and waitresses all had vests on, bow ties.
Oh, wow.
Set down dinner. The next morning, set down breakfast. You served everything you wanted, and you're first class. Because we don't honor the veterans being second class.
And they should be treated like royalty at first class. At least in my opinion, they should be.
And I'll tell you, as long as I can work for the next 10 years at least, it will be working for the honor flight.
Don, I also see Veterans Honor Flight has initiated the Adopt a Vet Project. Tell us a little bit about the Adopt a Vet Project.
This is one of the programs. If I can come to your school and give you a talk or tell you about what we've just talked about here. And over on the east side a couple years ago, they sold donuts. $450 worth of free. I mean, they had donuts. They had different things just for the schools. We went to a Fisher, had a deal last fall. And it shows the young men and ladies what a salute is, what a veteran is. These people need to be indoctrinated on the military. I get emotional on this stuff here, so if I voice cracks. I'm still working for this stuff here. So,
you know, I would imagine a lot of these veterans, you know, probably haven't kept in touch with people they were in the military. I would imagine, I'm not going to put my words into your mouth, Dom, but when you took that flight out to D.C., I would imagine that was very moving for you guys.
Well, you get 10, 15 veterans the same age, went through the same hell, and there's a lot of stories to be told. And some had it easy, some had it tough. But we all lived through it, or tried to live through it. So, and that wall in D.C., the veterans, or the Vietnam Memorial, there's many names on there that we need to honor. The Korean, 13 people with the packs on. It's hard for me to tell how I felt. Each day that I stand up and hear the anthem coming on, I still salute that flag every day. So,
what do you think about the people that take a knee on the when the flag or the national anthem is playing? Because that kind of stuff, Don, and I never did serve in the military. I tried, but I was too beat up. They wouldn't take me. But my wife served for 12 years. But it bothers me when I see somebody face the opposite direction for the anthem or take a knee. What are your thoughts on that?
I think I would say one thing. There's a movie out, they have the hanging tree. And that's as far as I'm going to go on that. So
that was a great answer.
Well, there's a lot of other stuff. The hanging tree would be well used, mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. I don't know how to express it any other way, but if I ever see it, if I ever have a child or any of my grandkids would ever do that, they would not be able to sit down for a long time.
Thank you very much. I love that answer. So, okay, the next flight going out of Fargo, April 30th. That's April, just coming up here.
Yes, 10 days. That's yeah, all. And, I mean, 4 days, excuse me.
Yeah, and you want to get another flight coming out of Grand Forks here, hopefully, but time is really of the essence here, isn't it?
Well, number one is the time and the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the airlines are tough to book.
Yeah.
They want everything. We got to give down so much money. And I'll be at the Spirit of America car show on the 7th, 8th. We'll have a booth set up. My wife's going to be selling T-shirts. I got some good workers coming in to do all that. We got shirts. We got blankets. We got tickets. And support these veterans. Because all the money that goes to the Spirit of America Car and Bike Show, it ends up with the veterans.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody, I mean, obviously the easiest way and a chance for them to win something to help donate is to buy raffle tickets. But there's people out there that are passionate about this that are, you know what, they're going to say, I don't need a raffle ticket. I want to donate. How can they do that?
Well, I'm in the phone book for this year. My telephone number is 746-8261, and I'll get you any information. I'll get you an address. My mailing address, 815 Duke Drive, apartment 206, Grand Forks. And anything. I have people that passed away that the memorials were given to the honor flight. And it's hard to ask for money all the time, but we need to get these veterans honored.
You guys do a great job. Don, I see you out all the time. You're always trying to raise money. You're putting yourself out there. You're not getting anything out of this deal. You've been there. You know all these other people that have been through it and served our great country. And what you guys are doing is an incredible thing. You know, a lot of veterans, they start getting up there in age. It seems like they're forgotten about. And this is a good way to get them back out there to see how the country does honor them. Not everybody hates veterans. You know, there's a reason why we're the greatest country in the world.
And I would say that if you honor your country and you get satisfaction from going out and talking to people and having a good organization behind you, it's the best thing in the world.
You know, I would imagine you like going to these bike and car shows and things and the racetrack because, well, let's face it, Don, you're a talker. You could sit and talk to anybody for as long as they got, you know, for as much time as they have. But you're probably, you know, you walk into the racetrack, you're one of the first friendly faces you see. And, boy, you can go on. And people need to know more about this.
And I would be more than glad to do it. I'll be in Grafton on Sunday morning at the fly-in that's up there at the airport. And I'll have all everything, all the information. I can get you to sign up for the honor flight or, for the flights going out. I'll get you any information. And if I have to come to your house to do it, I can do that. I got plenty of time. I'm old. I can still get around. So
yeah, we were talking earlier about that fly-in. I believe we had him on the show last year here, but you were surprised and weren't on. I haven't gotten any calls, so we're not probably. I don't think they're going to be on. But you guys are out and about at pretty much every big function going on, aren't you?
If you ask me to come, I will come to a small school, a big school. We're at all three of the things at Tolaris for the Spirit of American Bike and Car Show. That's just part of the people that we try to get out and sell tickets to raise money. So,
okay,
if you come, I'll come over to your place and work for you. Try to do what I can do for you.
So. All right. And again, if you don't mind me giving your phone number, 701-746-8261. Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota and Minnesota. These guys do so much good stuff. And we saw what it cost. I mean, it's going to cost, you know, dang near $1 million or whatever. Well, a lot of money to bring this next group out to Washington, D.C. and see all this. And man, I wish you the best luck because I want to see one of these flights come out of Grand Forks. I want to see the fanfare. I want to see the parade. And I want to see how people here honor their veterans because it's one nice thing about Grand Forks, having the air base right here. I think us people up here have a little bit of a different thought process when it comes to our veterans, but I think something like that, even watching this parade, this convoy or whatever you want to call it, going out to the airport here in Grand Forks, I think that would just give me chills just watching something like that.
I hope to have it that way.
Good.
If I got anything to say about it, it will happen. So.
Need any help raising money, man? Let us know.
I'll be here. Don't worry about that. Thank you.
All right. Again, now, don't forget, coming up, the Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, Saturday, May 7th, Sunday, May 8th. Kids 12 and under are free. There's going to be live music. There's going to be all kinds of things there, not to mention these raffles. It sure would be nice to win that side-by-side.
Bring your family out.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you very much, Don, for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, there you go, Don Roberts, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota and Minnesota. Tell you what, even if you can't make it to the car show, if you don't think you can find Don and buy any of these raffle tickets, give him a call. Donate. Let's send some more of our veterans who gave their lives and fought tooth and nail for this great country of ours. Send them out to Washington, D.C. And again, thanks to Don for coming in. Show today brought to you by Handy Law Group. You know, if you lose sleep at night wondering if your loved ones will be able to look after themselves after you have passed, well, Handy Law Group could assist in making sure your estate is settled according to your wishes. They help with wills, trusts, probate, power of attorney, and so many other things. You know what? You can rest easy knowing your loved ones will be taken care of and their inheritance is protected. Handy Law Group can help with criminal and family law cases, adoptions, probate and business law, and so much more. You know what? Put over 20 years of legal experience to work for you today. Call to set up that initial estate probate consultation at 701-780-1286. Handy Law Group, serving Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota. Well, tomorrow, The Great Reset is back with Dr. Dan and David with the Midwest Public Health Coalition. We're going to be talking about asphalt plants, corn milling plants, school boards, COVID, and whatever else is bugging us, all right? So make sure you tune in. And don't forget, Common Sense Uncensored with Kit Brennan comes your way at 1 o'clock today, all right? Hey, remember, everybody, like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You're never going to miss a show that way. And become a patron on Podbean. Maybe win yourself some pretty cool GFBS swag like this hat and this sweatshirt right here. You know, Grand Forks, pretty cool place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.